Today, we continue our look at the City of Sheboygan's recently completed Harbor Center Master Plan. It's a blueprint for revitalizing the downtown and surrounding area. Well, yesterday, in part one of our series, Planning Director Chad Pelishek said the days of the old downtown as the major retail center are gone for good. The emphasis in the downtown now is on food, culture, and housing.
Well, another leverage of this plan is to encourage what I'd call housing and urban development. So it would be bringing more mixed-use type housing developments, whether it's market rate or senior housing, some of those that are rentable and not necessarily condo properties. So I think that is going to play into this. We are, we're lining up. We've purchased the former convent property from St. Cyril on South 8th Street. Now we'll be closing next week on a property called the Tripar, which is an old gas station, although we have done some environmental and know what we're getting into. But we're kind of putting that together to come up with a three-acre parcel for a housing development that we feel pretty comfortable that we're going to be moving forward with an outside developer. So I think those types of new uses, for other properties, we're one of the few that have a lot of properties that could still be developed with the South Pier District and some of those. So I don't know that we have any big land acquisition other plans with what we have now, and the Boston store being 5 acres gives us huge opportunity.
Pelishek also says one thing that will help bring people and development to the downtown would be to improve its overall appearance.
This plan also will lay out design standards that the planning department will follow when new projects come in on 8th Street to see if they meet the design standards. It'll be also the responsibility of architects as they're putting together plans for facade renovations or new buildings that they meet what's outlaid in the standards, because we feel that that's the piece number one that the public wants to do, and number two, for so long we've had kind of a cookie cutter of approach because we really didn't have much to follow. So this will give us some kind of strength in how we review plans and what you can and cannot do. So I think there's, this is a whole nother piece of it, is the Architectural Review Board, who reviews facade renovations or new buildings for design, is going to be tasked with kind of following these standards.
Tomorrow, our series on the downtown will continue as we explore the role of the South Pier and the riverfront.